Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is my special guest, Yvonne Simon, the outreach coordinator for the center, and I welcome you to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So today we wanted to talk a little bit about the rural competitiveness and how that relates maybe to the upcoming Farm Fest events that are happening out at the Gilfillan Estate out in near Redwood Falls. I know that there was a recent event here at the university that was kind of a one-year follow-up on what's been happening with regional competitiveness, and it turns out that a lot's been happening.
That's exactly right. Last year in May, we had an introduction of the research that had been done over a year's period of time. And this year, we decided that it would be good to share with the folks that are interested in what's happening with the Competitiveness Project, what kind of progress has been made. And so we invited a little over 100 people, and they all came to hear what we had to say.
How is this going to dovetail then with Farm Fest? Is there going to be some kind of general reporting of what went on, and how is that going to impact perhaps some of those who might have public ambitions out there?
Certainly, yes. Well, in our display at FarmFest, we're going to be half talking about our new journal, one that we do every year. And this one will be what every gubernatorial candidate or new governor needs to know about rural Minnesota. We're also going to be having a forum there at 10:30 in which our executive director, Brad Finstead, will be the MC of a panel discussion talking about the new journal in which we talk about what every governor needs to know. And the other half will be talking about the regional competitiveness and how the southern third of Minnesota can be competitive not only locally but globally, and focus on one of our big efforts, which is creating a capital pool. Right now, we know that business is having difficulties getting access to capital, and so the partners within this effort are looking at and, in fact, doing a building of a pool both for equity and debt capital. Small businesses that not just only want to stay in existence, but also maybe want to expand, or say we have someone that wants to start a business, they're all considered a risk situation, and therefore our financial institutions are a little bit hesitant.
Right. And of course, as we all know, the vast majority of people are employed in small businesses. So in order to get the country turned around and the region, in terms of unemployment and getting these people back to work, really small business needs to be robust.
Yeah, I find that real curious because a couple years ago, I came here to the college and attended a one-day forum that was talking about small businesses. And in fact, the data that they gave then was like 95% of business in the United States is small business, not the large corporations. And so we do need to take a serious look at that in order to keep our economy in southern Minnesota viable.
Yvonne, I want to thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.